This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Anchors at news outlets, which over the past week were accused of helping Hillary Clinton's campaign, wore dour faces as Donald Trump edged towards winning the presidency Tuesday. Pro-life groups know what that feels like. Pro-life advocates have endured 8 long years of the most pro-abortion president in the history of abortion. The question now facing America is, can we exchange our embrace of a culture of death for one of life? Pro-life advocates found optimistic news early after polls closed in the defeat of longtime entrenched abortion advocate Indiana Senator Evan Bayh. Bayh was trounced by pro-life Indiana Representative Todd Young. Then quickly came news of those like Senators Marco Rubio of Florida and Rob Portman of Ohio retaining their seats. Republicans, now controlling the U.S. House and Senate, gives the life issue a chance in Congress. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other pro-life headlines, the Alliance Defending Freedom is rushing to the aid of physicians to keep Vermont from compelling their assistance in arranged early death suicides. And pro-lifers in Poland object to disabled children suffering abortion there. A new bill will thank parents of disabled children with a grant for rejecting abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.